This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is 8:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we usually do this on a Friday morning, preview the Chiefs game, but the Chiefs play on Friday afternoon, the day after Thanksgiving. So we need to bump things up and have our live visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, today. As the Chiefs get ready to play the Las Vegas Raiders on Friday afternoon, brought to you by American Ag Credit. We love to talk with Mitch every week as we welcome you. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. Good morning, John. And good morning, Steve, wherever he is. Hopefully he's not in a tryptophan-induced slumber someplace. So, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. You know, happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners. We have our favorites, you know, Katie and Benton, or wherever she's at. She just roams around town. Our doctors are our Sedgwick County physicians, Dr. Maharis and others. And then today I know that Evelyn Lundberg from Roxbury, Kansas is listening. So it's like the old days of radio, Ted. They're hovered around the radio like Fibber McGee and Molly listening to our Ploppa segment.
Fibber McGee and Molly. Wow, he does go back to the old Fibber McGee. I remember. Wow, God, you do throw back, don't you?
Occasionally, yeah. Or we could do, let's see, the Green Hornet, or yes, all the ones that my dad always talks about. Yeah. So those were the days you'd stare at each other and listen to the radio. Great.
Fibber McGee and Molly. Wow. All right. So I got a question for you. Are you at all concerned that Ted and I were talking about this, the possibility of this? I mean, granted, I think Chiefs are, what, a 13-point underdog in this one, or excuse me, favorite in this one. Are you at all concerned that this could be one of those sneaky sleeper games? You know, the last time the Chiefs lost at home, it was to the Raiders. Is this at all a concern to you?
Yeah. It seems like our file is full of sneaky get-your-best-shot games. I mean, here's one of your stats of the morning. The Chiefs have won 13 consecutive one-possession games.
Yeah.
That's if they win another one in a row, because the one loss they had was by 9 this year to Buffalo, 2 possessions. So the Chiefs, wrapped around the playoffs, have won 13 one-possession games. If they do that again and get a 14th straight, it's an all-time NFL record. So that puts this in perspective. John, every week I'm going into the, oh, gosh, you got to be careful of the upset here, getting the greatest effort from the other team. And Boy, you can't look past any team. Yeah, I'm. Believe me, we're giving seminars on that right now. But the Raiders, even though they've lost seven straight games, which is their longest in-season losing streak since 2014, they did break that 0-10 year against the Chiefs. But still, there's problems here. The Raiders have Max Crosby, who wants to eat flesh. You have Jacoby Myers, who's been very good. You've got Brock Bowers, the tight end, the rookie tight end, who's going to beat or shatter the NFL rookie tight end record. And then you've got one of Ted's old favorites, Mike Mayer, coming back. So there's enough on this Raiders team to make it interesting and to go for the upset. Heck yeah, the Chiefs have won seven straight games at home, and the last loss was to these guys with Aiden O'Connell at quarterback. And it looks like he's going to quarterback again, even though last year he beat us and did not complete a pass in the second, third, and fourth quarters. That one still mystifies me.
I mean, you know they would like nothing more than to play spoiler, but you did just mention it, though. They're playing their backup QB. So, I mean, it certainly sets up favorably for Kansas City.
Yeah, and I don't know who their starting QB or their backup is. It's kind of, they all are kind of the same guy, right? And then Gardner Minshew played against this, and it was a seven-point game, one possession, in Vegas in week eight. But now he's got a broken collarbone. He's out. Instead of playing Desmond Ridder, who had played 17 games for Washington, they're going to throw Aiden O'Connell back. And they're just bringing him off injured reserve to play him in this game. So, and then the Chiefs have their own issues. So we have Spencer Schrader, right, the wonder kid, who has the walk-off field goal against Carolina on Sunday. Whoops! He hurts his hamstring in an individual workout somehow. And Coach Riedel, I think, will talk about it this afternoon, but it's like, what? What just happened here? How did Schrader get hurt? I don't know. It wasn't with the team. So now we got Matthew Wright kicking in this game, who's been with eight different teams, four different times with the Steelers, and three different times with us. So to make your point, John, if you want to get a little more anxious, we're going to throw out a kicker out there, our third kicker of the year to go with our we've lost three tight ends. We've played seven tight ends, three kickers, and like 15 wide receivers. It's just a weird year.
And yet those gurus who set the numbers sitting in that pyramid-shaped room on the top of the Luxor have put the Chiefs as a 12-point favorite going into this one.
What are they thinking? It's like Vegas knows something. I don't know. But if the Chiefs get a blowout win here, I won't know what to do. It's been since the Bears last year, like week two or three. Otherwise, it's just grinded out. It's like, well, they're going to beat Carolina by 40. No, it's going to be a walk-off field goal by Schrader, the Schrader kicker. And so it's I'm kind of conditioned right now, either through cardiology or through psychiatric care, to be ready for the, oh, this could go right down to the wire.
Well, I have no idea why we're talking about this game, because I believe our purpose to have you on today is to talk about the world premiere of the Hallmark movie Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story, Saturday night on Hallmark with the red carpet. I mean, please tell me you've got a cameo in this movie.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Only audio. Now, you know I had a cameo in the little trailer thing last year, which started all this. Remember that? Like, She'll Never Buy It, Ralph, or whatever the guy's name is. It's in every Hallmark movie. And you realize they don't need scriptwriters. Remember when scriptwriters went on strike? You don't need, every Hallmark movie's the same. The script is the same. So it's the same with this, too. Did not get a cameo in the movie. You're bringing up a sore spot.
Yeah.
But you'll hear my audio. You'll hear my audio. That's all I can tell
you. All right.
So, yep, I am crushed that I don't have at least going, John, she's not going to go for it. Because that was my line in the last one. It took like 5 hours. You know, Ted, you've done these. Mm-hmm. It's like 5 hours to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And, John, she'll never fall for it. No, say it like, John, she'll never fall for it. Well, I think I just said it like that. No, you didn't say it like that. Say, John, she'll never. Okay. John, she'll never fall for it. No, say fall for it. Anyway, no cameo. Maybe that's okay thing.
Yes, a Chiefs superfan tries to win Fan of the Year award as a Christmas gift for her family, but she falls in love with someone in the Chiefs front office along the way. Starring Tyler Hines, Hunter King, Christine Ebersol, Ed Begley Jr., Diedrich Bader, Travis Kelce's mom, Jenna Bush. What a huge red carpet coming up.
I know Trey Smith's got a cameo. I think Coach Reed has a cameo.
Oh, yeah.
Senior team reporter Matt McMullen's got a cameo. Yes, I'm going to miss the premiere, I'm in tears over that. So, but it's also a little bit of the what are we doing? Or the Vince Lombardi clip of what's going on out there? Like we're doing Hallmark movies now.
Well, it's the circus that is the National Football League, and we get into it on a Friday instead of a Sunday. The Chiefs and the Las Vegas Raiders on Friday afternoon, the day after Thanksgiving. Mitch and the Chiefs Radio Network will be on the air at 1 o'clock with pregame Friday. Kickoff at 2 o'clock in Arrowhead Friday afternoon, right here on your Wichita Radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch Holtis, we must ask you, how does this day after Thanksgiving matchup between the Chiefs and the Las Vegas Raiders somehow relate to Wichita State Wheat Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker Football Day After Thanksgiving Kansas City Chiefs Love Story Update?
Oh, this is so obvious. Now, when you think of Thanksgiving football, what town do you think of? What city?
Detroit,
right? Yeah, 1934, they started their Thanksgiving Day games. The Lions have played on Thanksgiving since 1934. This time, November the 23rd, Thanksgiving, 1951, Detroit came to Wichita. The University of Detroit Titans came in front of 5,689 paid patrons, braving 29-degree weather at Veterans Field.
Yeah.
It is. Now, you got to help me on this because what I need to have you say, Ted, this is like the dinner theater melodrama. You hold up the card and the crowd's involved. John, all you have to say when I go, John, just say no. Ted, you'll say, don't throw the screen. Okay, you ready for this?
All right. Okay.
All right. Here we go. The University of Wichita Municipal Shockers playing on Thanksgiving Day against the University of Detroit Titans. It is a battle, back and forth, the cold weather, fumbles, back and forth. John?
No! Don't
Wichita,
throw the screen!
Wichita has the football. Not yet.
Oh.
Wichita has the ball. They're at the four-yard line going in, and Herb Ennington fumbles the football into the end zone for a touchback. John?
No!
Oh, okay. But so Detroit has a 3-0 lead, but the University of Wichita Municipal Shockers are driving, and a long throw from Ray Coleman to Elias Sneak Thomas. Okay, Sneak Thomas. Defensive pass interference puts the ball at the 1-yard line. Eli Romero of the Shocks pounds it in, and Harold Copper with the PAT. And it's 7-3 Shocks inside of 4 minutes to go. Shocks are going to beat Detroit. Here we go. But all the Shockers have to do is run out the clock. Ted?
Don't throw the screen!
Dick Sanders is back. He throws a screen pass from his own 22. It's intercepted by Dan Cairns of Detroit. John?
No.
And the Shockers watch Detroit with the game-winning touchdown in just seconds to go. The Shocks lose 9-7. John?
No.
So when you're sitting around the table for Thanksgiving dinner and you give thanks, every family at the end of that, after the Swedish prayer even given by Evelyn Lundberg, listening from Roxbury, always remember, Ted?
Don't throw the screen.
Thank you. There you go, boys. You can't have a melodrama featuring, and we've kind of brought Hallmark into the game here, the Sharks losing on Thanksgiving Day in 1951 in front of 5,689 people at Veterans Field if you don't have a team. So bring it back, boys. Bring it back. And Ted?
Don't throw the screen.
Throw the screen. There you go. Great, wise advice for all listening.
Mitch, we appreciate your time. Have a great call, and we wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, my friend.
Which makes it even more appropriate as we say, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you. Don't throw the screen!
Have a great call. Once again, we'll have Mitch Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock kickoff for the Chiefs and the Raiders right here on KNSS. Our weekly visits with Mitch are brought to you by American Ag Credit. It is 827 with Steve and Ted on KNSS.